Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, it's Jack Gill and welcome to Red Men News. It's Monday, I think it's May, but I'm not quite sure, I'm losing track. I'm joined with Lauren Black today. Just before we go into the news, Lauren, firstly, how was your weekend, the football back?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, Bundesliga returned, so I was happy to have some football on the TV. It felt like too long, felt like something I've been waiting for ages. So it was nice to just finally have it back on the screen.
Yeah, it was good to have some footy on the telly, and hopefully English football will be back soon. But we'll talk about that all in a bit. Firstly, I'd just like to bring your attention, obviously, to the news from yesterday, and that's Liverpool are saddened by Jack Cuevasier's passing. Obviously, he was a first-team coach under Gerard Houllier. And I've just got a nice quote from Phil Thompson, who simply sums him up as a lovely guy. So, yeah, obviously, our thoughts are with his family, friends and everyone involved. But to move on to some news now, and obviously the reason why you're all here, the Leroy Sané stuff. So Indicalia tweeted yesterday that a reliable source has told him that Liverpool have asked Leroy Sané not to move to Bayern Munich this summer. And Liverpool promised to match his current wages if he moves in the summer of 2021, and it will be a free transfer. Obviously, Lauren, this is massive. I really rate Leroy Sané. I think he's one of Man City's best players, and I think they've really missed him this season. And obviously, there's been all this stuff with Man City in the Champions League and then maybe losing players and stuff like that. This would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a huge sign for us. And especially, you know, if we can get him on a free transfer as well, would be like even better. Obviously, I think he was supposed to go to Bayern the summer just gone, but obviously suffered an injury in the Community Shield game against us, so was out for pretty much the whole season, so that fell through. So I think, like, obviously his move to Bayern's been on the radar for quite some time now, but, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if his head has turned a little bit, if, you know, if someone like Liverpool and like Jürgen Klopp wants him in his team, and especially if we're saying we can match his current wages now, and he, you know, can stay in England and continue to do what he's doing. But obviously, him being German, he might want that move back to Germany and back to Bayern Munich, you know, the biggest club in Germany. So I think it would be hard to try and convince him, especially if he's had his heart set on that move since last summer.
Yeah, I'm not too sure whether or not to believe this one, Lauren. Obviously, I think Indy might be a bit bored due to not having many shifts at KFC at the minute, but it'll be interesting to know what everyone thinks in the comments. Would you get on board with this? I absolutely would. If it is true, I'd love Sané at Liverpool. I think he's a class player, as I say. But yeah, let us know in the comments. Moving on to some more transfer news. Obviously, Pedro Chirivella. There's been a lot on him in recent weeks. Obviously, we know when he's been called upon this season, Lauren. He's been outstanding for the first team. And I think he shocked quite a few people with his performances. There was a rumour last week that he was close to joining Nantes, however you pronounce it. Now, over the weekend, we had that he'd been offered a five-year deal from Liverpool, but the Liverpool Echo have today reported that he's likely to turn down that deal and leave in the summer on a free transfer. Well, what do you make of that, Lauren?
I wouldn't be surprised by it. Obviously, I don't know whether he's just turned 23 or he's turning 23 soon. Obviously, being at Liverpool for a long time now and hasn't really had, you know, much playing time in the first team. Obviously, this season he's done quite well in the cup competitions when he's been called upon. But I think for a 23-year-old lad to be getting offers from, you know, someone in League One, or I think Rangers were the other team as well involved, to go and play first team football, and, you know, on a fact like us offering him a 5-year deal, he's probably just gonna be in the same position he is now, just always on the cusp of the team. You know, he's never getting above like Wijnaldum or Henderson or Fabinho. He's never gonna be challenging them for a first team place. I don't think so anyway. So I think for him and his career, it's best that, you know, if someone in, you know, in France or if it's Rangers is coming in for him, I think that's probably the best move for him personally.
Yes, it's understood he wants to move for more first team football, and you can, like you say, Lauren, you can completely understand it. I think obviously if he is to sign this contract, then it's probably more for us to get money for him in a year or two's time and not let him leave on a free. I think it's a shame, because I think he's shown this season that he can be a cracking player. And, you know, I think with Marco Gruic coming back in pre-season for next season, and apparently he might have more of a role in the first team, I think at times Chiravero has shown that he can be as good as, if not better than, Marco Gruic. And saying that, I do watch more of Chiravero than Marco Gruic. I just make of it that Marco Gruic is quite inconsistent at times. So it'll be interesting to see what you think. I've said for a while, I obviously think Chiravero should be given more of a chance, but interesting to see what you all think. So let us know in the comments as well. Moving on to a bit more nonsense, really, and that is the Express, who are reporting that Liverpool have offered a contract for Kalidou Koulibaly, but apparently Newcastle have offered a better one, Lauren.
Yeah, that seems a bit mad to say that Newcastle have offered Koulibaly a better contract than Liverpool, and I think Man United as well. Obviously, they're in like the middle of their takeover, so I mean, they seem to be coming into a lot of money at the minute, so you never know. But I highly doubt that at the moment Newcastle are offering a better deal than us or someone like United. I think having someone like Koulibaly would be amazing, because obviously he's a top-class player. But then also, like, is he going to go straight into partnering Van Dijk, which would be an amazing centre-back pairing? But then also, are you just going to leave Joe Gomez out again? I think he's been phenomenal this season. You obviously got Joel Matip on the bench. Obviously, we don't know what the score is with Lovren. But bringing someone in like Koulibaly, obviously, every team needs competition. But I just wouldn't like to see him come in and replace Joe Gomez straight away.
Yeah, this is the thing. And obviously, there's been a lot in the last few days about Koulibaly. But I don't really see it, because obviously he's also a left-sided centre-half like Van Dijk. He's going to be a lot of money. And if it's Lovren to go, I just can't see us replacing Lovren with Koulibaly. You know, it might damage Joe Gomez and him getting better as a player. And obviously Matip has been a brilliant partner for Van Dijk too. And I think in this current climate, would Liverpool go out and splash 80-odd million on Koulibaly when he's not a necessity? I don't think so. But, you know, it seems to be a thing in the news as well that Newcastle are desperate to sign him, but their takeover hasn't even gone through yet. So it's very interesting. But obviously we've seen for a few years now that Koulibaly is he's a much sought after player. So he may be leaving in the summer, but we just don't know in this current climate, do we? So it'd be interesting to see where he ends up. To move on to the loan watch, obviously we mentioned the Bundesliga this weekend. I enjoyed watching it a lot. One thing I really enjoyed yesterday was seeing Taiwo Awoniyi. He's not had the best of loan moves this season to Mainz. He got his first goal though yesterday, and I thought he completely changed their performance when they came on, Lauren. I thought obviously to pick up on everything else, Hertha Berlin's Marco Gruic played as well, on loan from us, of course. We spoke about him before. And Nat Phillips played just short of an hour for Stuttgart in the second division. Did you catch any of the Mainz game yesterday, Lauren?
I seen a couple of minutes of it. But I obviously know about thing he scored on the goal. Obviously, he came on. He hasn't really featured much for them since his move there. He obviously hasn't featured this season since December. So for him to come on and grab the goal, I think, was it the goal to equalise?
Yeah, it was
to go 2-1. It was 2-1, was it? So, well, obviously he came on and scored, and, you know, that'll give him such a boost and so much confidence, because he hasn't featured much for them and hasn't really made, you know, much of an impact since his move there. So for him to come on yesterday and score a goal would have been amazing for him.
It was brilliant as well under the watch of most of the world yesterday as well, because obviously Bundesliga is the first major league to come back. So it was a good weekend to have the football on as well. To move on to some English stuff, though, with obviously there's a big meeting today, Lauren, to see if Project Restart can go ahead and what date. I know June the 19th it seems to be the date that they're all saying it will, and apparently players will go back to training from tomorrow. But there's a Sky Sports article today saying that a senior official at Premier League clubs says players should not receive their wages if they refuse to play. We've had obviously Troy Deeney publicly come out and say that he's not too keen on the idea of coming back to training this early. Danny Rose has said a similar thing as well. What do you make of this? What's your stance?
You can see why a lot of players are obviously a bit worried about going back and the season starting again, because obviously, you know, at the minute the UK is still in lockdown, like, you know, you don't really know what the score is with everything. I think the whole club official come out and saying players shouldn't be paid if they refuse to play I don't really know how to word it, but I think it'd be wrong to do that, because although Premier League players are on a lot of money, they earn a lot of money for playing football.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
At the end of the day, there's still just people like us. So, you know, there'll be a lot of people now that when Boris Johnson said last week that people can return to work, a lot of people were worried about returning to work because it's not safe. It's exactly the same for those players. You know, they're in an environment with 20, 30 lads plus the coaching staff, you know, every day. Obviously, they're not going to be going back to full training straight away, but you're seeing at the weekend in the Bundesliga matches, the players were just playing it like a normal game. Obviously, the physical contact was there. Obviously, they couldn't celebrate with each other and all stuff like that. But there's still going to be that physical contact of the game. So you know that, you understand why the players are worried. So I think it'd be a bit harsh to threaten them and be like, well, if you don't play, you're not getting paid, because, you know, that'd be a bit unfair, I think.
Yeah, for me, it's as simple as the fact that, you know, these players, it's not their fault that they're on such high wages and you know, to dock their wages because they're obviously worried about whether it's safe enough for them to play would be a bit out of order, to be honest with you. But, you know, I think it's just one of them things. Maybe it's to try and scare players into making sure they come back, which is also wrong. But obviously there's that massive meeting today, so it'd be interesting to see what they come to there. But I think it's been good that we've had some quite outspoken people during this that have seen both sides. You know, we've got a lot of players that are willing to play and want to get back to playing football as soon as possible. And then, understandably, you've got players that I think are probably still desperate to get back to playing football, but they're a bit worried of certain things. So I think it's good that you've got the date as well. And to move it on, actually, it fits in perfectly with our next topic of the fact that Raheem Sterling said that they need 4 to 5 weeks of training before they start again, which, you know, I think it makes sense because, as we spoke about then, slowly getting back into training, they'll be allowed in small groups when it's first allowed, maybe groups of 10, 11, or just a tiny bit more than that. So, you know, 4 to 5 weeks of small training without physical contact, you know, the players get back into a bit of fitness. I can understand where Stern's coming from. Can you, Lauren?
Yeah, definitely. I think that I've said that from the beginning when it was talked about the Premier League return, and that, you know, players will need a couple of weeks to get back into the swing of things. Obviously, you can't just throw them straight into a 90-minute high-intensity match with, you know, obviously they've been doing that at home programmes and whatnot, but it's not the same as when you're in actual full-time training every day. So, yeah, I agree with them there. I think 4 weeks from now is the week of the 15th of June. So, obviously, if it's the 19th that the games are supposed to start back up again, then it sort of fits in perfectly if clubs go back to training full-time this week. But yeah, I 100% agree that the players do need a little bit of time just to get back into the swing of things and, you know, sort of find out what they can and can't do as well, because it, you know, they obviously don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 weeks. So, and if we're still in the same position that we are now, they're not going to be able to do half the things that they would normally do.
Yeah, absolutely. He said in an interview with US women's captain Megan Rapinoe that if enough players were to be reassured enough to agree a restart, they would need a lot of work to regain fitness. You can't come back with 1.5 or 2 weeks of training. I do agree, because obviously we've had a lot over the weekend that maybe the Bundesliga can feel at times with no fans. It can feel a bit like a pre-season friendly. Yeah. So to have obviously 4 or 5 weeks to get these players back into full fitness, back at playing at an athlete's level, you know, when they return and when football returns, they can play it again at a high standard, and you know, there's not too many injuries and stuff like that. So I do completely understand it, and I'm glad you had the date there, because I genuinely have no idea. So it'll be interesting to see 4 weeks of training and then get back to it, get the Premier League back, and obviously I think it'll all depend on what else is going on in England then as well, with the RA and all sorts of stuff like that. And finally, it brings us on to television stuff, and that is that Sky and BT demand live audio feed from technical areas and a camera in each dressing room in negotiations over broadcasting settlement. Clubs are to discuss the proposals today. I think this is interesting, Lauren, because I know one man that won't be happy with it, and that's Jurgen Klopp. He's happily said before that, you know, he doesn't want cameras in the dressing room. He doesn't want people to hear what he says. Sky and BT, I can kind of understand where they're coming from. I think they obviously want everything they can. You know, they want, obviously, they know it might not be as big as usual. You might not get people interested in watching football behind closed doors. I think that would be very bizarre myself. Obviously, I'd definitely watch it, but some people might not want to. So I think it'll be interesting. And obviously, they want to get this stuff because they want to get exclusive things that no one else will get. But as I say, I don't think Klopp will be too happy, Lauren.
No, he definitely won't be. I think he said, didn't he? Because he said he'd happily leave the club if LFC TV started doing stuff like that, putting a camera in a dressing room. I think it'd be wrong of, obviously, you understand where Sky and BT are coming from, because, like you said, they'll want the whole money's worth of what they can get, and they'll want all those exclusive and stuff like that. But I think especially at half time in the dressing rooms is a bit weird, because obviously, you know, it's privacy of the players as well. Obviously, they don't want their whole conversations and whatnot broadcast to the world. So I think it would be a bit strange if you were just sat here watching, you know, Diva Origi walking around the changing room, not really, just basically paying attention to whatever Klopp's saying. But also, like, is it just going to be live, like, video feed, or is it audio as well? Like, because if it's audio, that they, like, surely that's just strange, because you could have someone from the opposing team on, you know, watching BT or Sky's live stream and listening to what Klopp's saying, or whatever any other manager's saying, what tactics are they trying to use? So I think it would be a bit strange to do that.
Yeah, it does say live audio feed as well. So I do think it would be bizarre. To be honest with you, I was really impressed with the Bundesliga this weekend. I thought they did a very good job of obviously bringing it back. And, you know, I've spoke before about how actually I think it's very difficult for them, because it's not necessarily how can you protect the players, it's how can you make everyone feel safer and feel like it's safe things. And obviously the substitute thing seems like a lack of common sense, but I can see why they've done it, and yeah. I can understand it. But as you say, this would be a bit bizarre, and I can't see it going anywhere, to be honest with you. It's a bit of nonsense, really. But yeah, and I've also just got up that actually with Project Restart meetings today, the Scottish League have decided to finish their league as it is, which means Celtic are crowned champions and Hearts getting relegated. What do you make of all that, Lauren?
Yeah, I think that's sort of been in the pipeline for a while, hasn't it? Obviously, there's a few teams against it for obvious reasons. But yeah, it's a shame for obviously, congratulations to Celtic, but it's a shame for Hearts because, you know, they are a good team and they've been in and amongst the top teams for a good few years in Scotland. But yeah, they've just unfortunately just had a bad season. It's just come to the point where, you know, a lot of teams just don't want to continue the league and they've just been the unlucky ones. But yeah, it's definitely weird to see things like that.
I do think it's interesting because obviously the Premier League, the Bundesliga, the Liga Serie A, they're massive money-making leagues. They're the biggest leagues in the world, and then you're going to want them back. Even during all this, they're looking at coming back. But, you know, a league like the SPFL, no disrespect to them, but there's not as much demand to bring that back. So, you know, it's interesting. But I think they've probably come to the right decision in Scotland. Just to go to your comments now, I've got JS Marty 1 on Sane. He says, I doubt we'll get Sane. I think Bayern will be our new rivals in Europe. They look to be having a resurgence. I think Bayern will get him. I completely agree, Lauren. I think, obviously, I watched Bayern yesterday. I thought they were very good against Union Berlin. They didn't even need to get out of first gear, really. You know, I think Lewandowski is an outstanding player. They've got Gnabry coming through as well. And yeah, if they got Sane, they've got a brilliant front three there already. And obviously, Kingsley Coman, they've just got bags and bags of talent, an outstanding team.
Yeah, amazing team. You know, obviously Dortmund are getting back to, you know, their highs again, obviously challenging for the top spot. But I think they went 4 points clear yesterday after their win. So obviously not too many points, but they're still top of the table. And, you know, obviously, like I mentioned before, Sane, with them being German, I'm probably already agreeing terms with them last season. It will be a big factor. So I think if he's going to move from City, I think it will be Bayern.
Yeah. Tonic says, imagine getting Sane and Werner to future-proof our attack. I mean, that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, solid.
And Bobs125 says, very interesting, stealing their best players whilst others leave due to no Champions League. Nice to see them drop to League One again so all their fans can bang on about it. I'm not sure what you're talking about with all their fans. I didn't know they had more than 10, to be honest with you. But, yep, let's go with that. Chirivella stuff now. Stephen Somerville says, Pedro clearly wants more first-team football rather than under-23s. Can't blame him, really. Should go and get the team that suits his style of play and needs. I completely agree with you, Stephen. I think Pedro is a fantastic player, and I think if he goes to Nantes or wherever in the French league, I think he'll show his abilities. And, you know, I think Lucas Leiva did obviously very well at the club, but it was only when he moved to Lazio you saw how fantastic he is over in Serie A. And I think Chirivella will do a similar thing. He's still very young, still 22, and I think he's going to become a fantastic player, I really do. But he needs regular first team football, and that's just something we can't offer him, Lauren.
Yeah, exactly that. You've hit the nail on the head there. He does need first-team football, and you know you can't really see the type of player he is or can be if he's just, you know, still playing in, you know, in the reserves every week and only getting the odd cup game and stuff like that. And I don't think he'll want that for himself for much longer. I think he will be looking at these clubs coming in for him now and thinking that probably is the best move for me.
And then we've got all the stuff on the cameras. So LB and Cool J say, nope, it's like spying. Tactics gone. Let the magic happen. We don't need to see it. And LFC Mav says, can't see Klopp agreeing to a camera unless the plan book goes out the window for the remaining 9 games and we do it on whim. I think it's, as I say, very interesting because they've probably seen all the Amazon stuff and thought, oh, we can hop on that. That's something people seem to like that. Then let's go with that. And I can completely understand it. But as you said, the whole tactical side of it is ruined. And when people are worried about it seeming too pre-season friendly and not the same, this would be another thing. You know, if you can actually hear the tactics, it wouldn't feel the same. And, you know, I saw something on the Bundesliga yesterday where the commentators actually said, you know, if they've got the face masks on, the coaches can actually disguise what they're saying to other coaches more, which may be a good thing for coaches as well. So, you know, it's something that I don't think they'll do. But what do you think, Lauren?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of clubs will agree to it, to be honest. If it does go down to a club vote, I think pretty much all of them will think, why would we do that? But, you know, obviously I just think it'd be really weird, like you said, just watching, listen to Klopp at half-time. It's just an invasion of privacy, so I don't see why anyone would be wanting to do that.
And that's it for today's news. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Tom, behind the ones and twos. And thank you, Lauren, for joining me. And let's hope that by the end of the day, we've got some good news and that the Premier League football will be returning in June. Happy Monday and goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.